Well, here we are at the end of our journey, and it has been a delightful one for me, and it has brought up memories that I kind of wish I had forgotten, but it has been wonderful for me too. There's nothing like reminding myself why it is that I quit smoking in the first place. You know, it's not an easy world that we live in, and it's easy to fall into traps that sound like they're good coping strategies, but just aren't. And I understand it completely. I know that for some of you, logging on to this podcast, vaping has been your thing, and there's so much press out that says vaping is perfectly harmless. And I hope that this has been helpful for you too. And I hope as you've worked through the program, you might have gotten some information that might help you along the way as well. You know, I want to share one thing with you as we close out this podcast, and that is a memory that I keep right in the front of my mind so that I don't ever repeat this again. When I was smoking, I smoked in movie theaters because who cares? I mean, sometimes I would hold the cigarette underneath the chair like I was trying to be coy or something, like everybody couldn't smell it. I think that's the most offensive thing I did, was doing that to people. So I quit smoking. I'm going through the process of making amends to people that I harmed along the way. And I go to the movies on a Saturday night and I ask to speak to the manager. And here comes a 17-year-old. And I said, I need to make amends because when I was a smoking person, I used to come in this very theater and smoke cigarettes. And the 17-year-old goes, okay. I said, yes. And I need to make amends for that. And the 17-year-old says, well, I don't know. And I said, well, we've got to think of something because I have to accompany all amends with actions. And so perhaps you could let me clean the theater when the movie is over. And the 17-year-old says, well, okay. I said, so give me a bucket and a broom, and I will go in with the crew after the movie lets out, and I will clean the theater. So the movie lets out, and you all, not one of my students, not two of my students, 10 of my students who had gotten together to go to the movies come out. They go, Miss Hall, what are you doing here? I said, we will talk about it on Monday. Because I'm standing there with a broom and an apron on and a bucket. And they left. Monday, I went into school and they said, so what were you doing with an apron, a broom, and a bucket? And I said, here's the deal. I smoked for a lot of years. I didn't care who I smoked on. I didn't care who had to breathe in my secondhand smoke. I was thoughtless and I didn't pay any attention to anybody else's feelings. And so one of the places that I smoked was in that movie theater, and I needed to go back and I needed to make amends to that theater. So that's what I did to make amends. All of their little jaws were dropped. And to my surprise, so many of them decided that they wanted to work on something themselves. There's something tremendous about honesty and about realizing, you know what? I'm just a person. It's not always easy to be a person. And when stress comes along and loss and heartache and misery and anxiety, I'm a person. I look around for something to try to help me alleviate that stress. And for a long time, I thought cigarettes were the ticket to freedom. I thought they were a combination of cool and slick and got it all together and swagger. And it's not. It's just poisonous smoke. That's all it is. It was always a smoke and mirror show. Well, you're moving on. I'm moving on. You are a warrior for even listening to the first podcast in this series. I wish you all the best. Once again, feel free to email me at quitsmokingpodcast@yahoo.com. Let me know how you're doing and help me help you celebrate your one-year anniversary off of cigarettes. Quit Smoking Podcast is a product of Rodeo Productions, performed and written by Debbie Hall, directed and produced by James Pierce of Selected Frequencies.